98.1 KZE, Friday afternoon on your afternoon drive. It's MK with you, and delighted to have a guest with me in the studio today, Christine Miller-Polselli. We're meeting for the first time today. Lovely to meet you. And you're in a band called Time Lord Smith. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Come on in and scooch up on the mic a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the name Time Lord Smith, by the way. Doctor Who reference?
It is a Doctor Who reference.
Cool.
Yeah, I was by accident. Not that I don't like the show, but I wasn't really a fan of the show. And
how did that come about?
Well, I was looking for a band name, and I had written a song called Time Lord, mm-hmm. and it was inspired by this book I have called How to Build a Time Machine, mm-hmm. which mentioned Doctor Who in the preface of the book. And so, at the time, I needed the band name. Was right about the time I wrote the song, and
gotcha.
Then someone suggested, "Why don't you just call the band Time Lord?"
That's so
and
funny.
Then later, we tacked on Smith.
Yeah, just whatever sounds right, and you never know where the inspo is going to come from.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
This group is about 2 years.
Okay.
But I started the band Time Lord going back quite a while now, maybe 18 years ago, which sounds like really a long time when I can't believe
yeah.
it, but it's, you know, transformed different people over the years, different groups of musicians.
Yeah. How did you get started playing music?
Actually, I was sitting in my office in my job where I was working 12 hours a day. Just thinking this, I was just miserable and mm-hmm. just wanted to start playing music, just wanted to do something creative. And
so you were an adult?
Yeah, yeah, I was. It was like I had played piano when I was in high school and stuff, but never played guitar until I was an adult. Mm-hmm. And I actually went out to buy a piano, and I couldn't decide which piano to buy, and it's so big. And then I thought, well, let me get a guitar. And I'd never played guitar. And so I sort of started teaching myself a little bit. Took a while to get my fingers where I didn't feel like I was mm-hmm. slicing into my fingertips. And then took some lessons, and then eventually just kind of met up with some other musicians in my town. And
18 years later, you're still
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, and so, yeah, started writing songs. And, yeah, just where I... And I was really fortunate because I had the opportunity to work with a lot of musicians who were a lot better than me and still do. And so I was, you know, really fortunate in that.
I have heard it said, and I have always felt that this applied to me and every band I've ever been in, that the best position to be in is to be the worst member of your band.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's probably true about a lot of things.
Yeah,
to be the worst of anything because you always learn.
Because you're surrounded by talented
yeah.
people, and you learn from them, and you improve. Yeah. They you know,
yeah.
motivate you to improve, and yeah, it's awesome. So you guys are coming through Snug Harbor in New Paltz next Friday,
yeah.
a venue that I am very fond of. I've been many times and played there many times, and it's always been fun. And you're bringing the trio arrangement, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. That is the full band, is the trio.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's listen to a song. Will you set this one up for us a little bit? This is a new one for you guys?
Yeah, this is one of our... We just released an EP with three songs on it, and this is one of the songs. It's the shortest of the three songs. And it's kind of a fun, high-energy song, so...
Cool.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE. That's Time Lord Smith with Keepin' Busy. You can see them live at Snugs in New Paltz next Friday. With me is Christine Miller-Pulselli. You are the chief songwriter for the band too, right?
Yeah. There's some of the songs are collaborations. Some are mine alone and some have been a mix. Usually most of the lyrics I write because I don't like to sing anything, and so it's, you know, it's very personal. Even if the songs, the lyrics don't make sense to other people necessarily, it's to me, I've got to feel comfortable singing
them. Yeah, of course.
So I usually write the lyrics, and then some of the songs and music is collaboration.
Yeah, you don't want to be singing somebody else's words necessarily.
Right, yeah, or because if I don't understand the, even if, like I said, even if the story doesn't make sense to somebody else, it makes sense to me, but
yeah.
Somebody else's story might not necessarily make sense to me.
Sure.
It's hard for me to find covers for the same reason. Sometimes people say, you know, you should play some covers, add some covers into this set. It's really hard for me to find.
Mm. What are some songs I wanna cover sing. Suggestions that people give you? What are they, like when they hear you play live, where they're like, you should do this one?
Oh, people have, I mean, someone once suggested like a Kate Bush, I guess, because a lot of times they're looking at how does my voice sound and what they yeah. really connect that with. Blondie. Okay. I mean, I like Blondie.
Yeah, so yeah.
You know, that would be easier for me to find. But even there, it's hard to find lyrics that I want to sing. Even though I might like a song, I'm like, oh, I like this song. And then when I start reading the lyrics, I don't know if
doesn't,
I want to sing.
Doesn't fit.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit.
And yeah.
Even though I might like the song.
I don't think you have to do covers, just personally. I like an all original band. I really do. I think that's awesome. How many albums and EPs do you have out right now?
Oh, you know, I was going to count them up before, but...
That many?
It's... yeah, if I go all the way back, I think it's like six or seven. We're on seven, maybe?
Okay.
Six or seven. But yeah. I would say, like, with this, the current lineup, drummer's slightly different, but since, COVID, during COVID, we did a recording. We self-recorded something in my parents' basement. And so that one was called Who Made the Egg Salad Sandwiches? There was that... This Turtle, it was an EP, so both those had six songs, and then this most recent one. The other ones are, some of the songs we still play, but just going back into more history, sort of more dated, different lineup.
Yeah. But. So you can see for yourself next Friday at Snug Harbor in New Paltz, which will be
the
16th.
Yeah.
Yep, I got there. I have a little mini calendar on the computer. I love the sound. And you were saying, you know, as we kind of looked at which songs to play, you were like, well, this one doesn't necessarily sound like what we usually do. Is it kind of a broad spectrum of sounds that you guys like to do?
Yeah, I mean, most of they're mostly rock. I mean, kind of rock. Some are a little slower, more psychedelic, maybe slower. Spacey kind of sounding, and then others are more like surf garage kind of sound.
Yeah.
Some people call it pop, but I don't really know what the right.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Yeah. All over. Most of the songs are really high energy. The one that I mentioned to you that I really like is called Sleepwalking. The drum beat is a pretty shuffle, so it's very different than the other songs.
Probably not playing that one.
We're not probably not playing that song, but it's really interesting song, so yeah. I like it a lot.
I think Snugs will go for the upbeat stuff for sure.
Most of the songs are.
Tell me a little bit about this one, Under the Tree.
This one's interesting because this was a true collaboration. So we were just waiting for the drummer in the studio, and me and the bass player, and we were just messing around playing this song, and our drummer walked in while we were coming up with these chords, and I was just singing words I had made up right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he was like, oh, this is cool. And he started playing with us. And like literally like right within an hour, we had written the song and chorus and everything. It was like the fastest we'd ever written a
just
song.
Came together.
It was a true collaboration.
Oh, so, I love that. Yeah. This is Time Lord Smith with Under the Tree on KZE.
Let you kiss me all.
98.1 KZE, that's Time Lord Smith with Under the Tree. You can see them do their thing live next Friday at Snugs in New Paltz. And Christine, I don't think I actually asked you, where are you guys from?
Cliffside Park.
Cliffside Park, okay.
New Jersey, which is a couple of miles south of the George Washington Bridge.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we all live there.
But you're coming up, you're making the trip to New Paltz.
Yeah, we're going to make the trip to New Paltz. It's not too bad of a drive.
Yeah, and it's a Friday night. It's going to be great.
It's a Friday night. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
It's something different.
Well, come on out to Snugs next Friday for Time Lord Smith. It's going to be a blast. If you know Snugs time, probably 9-ish.
Yeah, you say get there. Doors at 9.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah, let's say doors at 9. Christine, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Or coming up, I guess.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It was really a pleasure meeting you.
We got your community bulletin board now. Dr. Dog up next on KZE.